It's 10:22. A local cemetery is so overgrown, many gravestones are missing or in a tangled mess. So a special crew is being brought in to do some detective work.
They don't take smoke breaks. They don't need to go and play Facebook.
Mary Bowen of Prosperity Acres Farm in Calvert County is talking about her green goats. She rents them out to clear away unwanted vegetation, even poison ivy and poison oak.
They actually love their job.
And starting Saturday, they'll be helping Father Tom Clifford uncover hidden grave markers in the cemetery here at St. Ignatius Church in Charles County, overlooking the Port Tobacco River. He says all sorts of nasty plants have been taking over part of the property for years.
If you lose a foot a year, it doesn't take long before you lose 30 or 40 feet. So we're really not even sure how far out we're going to find stones.
Or exactly how old they are. Some gravestones here are pre-Civil War. The goats are expected to take 2 weeks tops to clear a two-acre area. In Southern Maryland, Michelle Bash, WTOP News.
And you can see photos of the goats and the church at WTOP.com. Search goats.
It is loaded with history, but a local church has a problem. Hidden graves, and so it's bringing in a team of experts to find them.
St. Ignatius Catholic Church and its surrounding buildings have stood in Charles County for a very long time.
Some of it dating to the 1660s.
On a walking tour of the property, the church's pastor, Father Tom Clifford, shows me how weeds and vines have completely taken over part of the cemetery. I saw several headstones peeking out from tangled brush. His goal?
Find those graves that we know are here somewhere. There are certainly current parishioners who know that they have family members buried out there somewhere.
And he's hired goats to do the dirty job.
They prefer the poison sumac, poison ivy, poison oak, and the multiflora rose, which that's what this job is just inundated with.
Mary Bowen of Prosperity Acres Farm in Calvert County says she'll bring in between 35 and 40 goats starting Saturday to chew their way through what she thinks will be a two-week-long job. In Southern Maryland, Michelle Bash, WTOP News.
Cool story, and you can see photos of those goats and the church on our website, WTOP.com. Search, what else? Goats.
And coming up after traffic.